If you will, to St. Luke, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 15 through 17 again for your consideration. The Bible reads this morning, "And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready." St. Matthew 11, beginning at verse 28. Again, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." On the basis of those verses this morning, I'd like to propose a question to you this morning. Have you responded to the invitation? Have you responded to the invitation? Anybody know anything what Sister Gina talking about this morning? If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Hallelujah! Somebody ought to know what I'm talking about this morning. If it had not been for Jesus, somebody ought to think about that right now. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, we wouldn't be nowhere. We'd be lost in our sin. No hope. No joy. No peace. But because of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it had not been, if it was not for, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody in here feel good this morning? Anybody feel good enough to tell the devil you a lie this morning? Because even though it's cloudy and rainy on the outside, I got some sunshine in my soul. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. It does not have to be cloudy unless you want it to be cloudy. Hallelujah. When it's cloudy, sometimes we like to crawl up in a knot somewhere, get good and warm, and get a nap. But it's not nap time right now. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, even on a cloudy day. Glory, 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 glory. Let me ask you this morning, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done for you, what is your response? Come on, church. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he had done, what is your response? Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Anybody thinking of the goodness? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you responded to the invitation? Glory. Didn't I tell y'all I was lightheaded?
and busy. Glory. He's worthy this morning. He's worthy. There's no harm to praise him this morning. God is worthy to be praised. Because I don't know about you, but the Lord has been good to me this morning. And I'm going to praise him where I can. Praise him, praise him. Yeah, praise him. It doesn't matter who you are. The Lord is worthy this morning. Yes, 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 yes. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Amen, amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Amen. Somebody feel better right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to shout your troubles over. For I heard that when the praises go up, when the praises go up, the blessings will come down. Hallelujah. 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 Have you responded to the invitation this morning? Lord, I'd like to get a benediction right now, but hallelujah. I got just a little bit in here. Somebody got to hear this morning. Oh, shouting is good. Singing is wonderful. But it's the word. Word gonna keep you whenever you get from being excited emotionally. And you get back down in the real world. And you go up there and you face that utility bill on tomorrow or sometime next week. And reality set back in. You gotta sort of reach back to this morning and grab a little bit of that joy you got. And that's where your hallelujah anyhow praise come in at. Glory, glory, glory. By the grace and the mercy of God, I'm going to preach this right quick here, y'all. Glory. It is another day's journey. And the songwriter used to say, I'm glad about it. I'm glad to be in the service. Just one more time. And as we are in this service this morning, we are yet still standing on the promises of God. For he is our foundation. He is our all in all. And when and if we allow him to be, he will do anything we need him to do. It's sad this morning, and it's unfortunate reality that even in this day, out of all that we've seen, out of all that we've read, out of all that we know about God, billions and billions of people that still do not believe in God or Jesus the Christ. They're under the impression that they are self-sufficient, not needing anybody for anything. But how many of you know that this morning that it comes a time when everybody needs somebody? It's important this morning that some of us know and realize that if for some reason all your family is gone, there's no one around you. You have no friends. You have no significant other. You know that one thing is for sure, is that you got Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord our God knows the situation at hand. Sister Pittman, even right now, is in the hand of a mighty God. When we wonder and worry, don't worry, pray. That whatever it is, that God will take care of it. Because we serve a God that can do anything but fail. Too many times we worry too much about what we are going to do and how things are going to work out. But if we are believers, we got to learn how to stop worrying so much. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was riding on yesterday, and I passed by a marquee that said or read, "No matter what happens today, God is still good." No matter what happens today, God is still good. We are feeling good about Jesus. The Spirit of God is moving from breast to breast, and we are having a good time in the Lord. But in the midst of every good time, the enemy is always present. And we can get out of service and have had a wonderful time in the Lord and meet the devil before we get home. But what I want you to understand is that when you encounter that encounter with the devil, whatever he puts your way or throws your way or try to trap you up with, you tell the devil you are a lie, and no matter what happens to me today, my God is still good. You see, when the devil gets you to question your God, then he pulls you away from your safety zone. See, I'm standing in the midst of a hidden pavilion. That no matter what anybody think or say about me, you can't get to me because I'm hidden behind the pavilion. For the Bible said that in the time of trouble, he will hide you. Oh, somebody better hear me this morning. Last week we talked about faith standing the test. And I know this morning that it's not easy to maintain your confident and strong demeanor when you are being stressed out by all of the expenses and all of the things that are going on in the world today. But the old saints used to say, "This too will pass." Hallelujah. Thank God for the old saints. Thank God for what we call old school days. In old school days, we had some folk that believed in the power of prayer. We had some folk that had just a little bit to work with, but they learned how to talk to God, and God magnified it and stretched it out to where they were able to make ends meet. They were able to raise 5, 10, 15, and 20 children on little than nothing. And here we are with 1 and 2 children, and we're struggling, cussing and fussing, fighting and going everywhere but the right way. If they are that expensive, be careful what you do. We have worked, many of us, for a long time. And then one day we are without a job. We're without that something to do. And when we get to where we don't have a job anymore, the thing is that your bills don't stop. The way of the world continues to go up, up, and up, and your resources and finances are coming down, down, down. And so it puts you in a position where you began to wonder, Lord, how am I going to make it? But now you got to understand this morning that in the midst of trouble and despair, people tend to snap. Some folk can't take it. Now, there are some of us that when we initially lost our jobs, we were relieved not to have to go to work every day. But after a while, you get tired of the same old television program. You get tired of eating snacks half the day. You get tired of folk that know that you're off and calling you, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? And you find yourself wanting a job. But now, the reality in where we are right now, just because you want it does not mean that you're going to get it. So if you're blessed enough to already have one, be mindful to do what you got to do to keep it. It might look enticing to ride down the road on your lunch break. And you see so many folk out loose and walking around. And if you're not careful, if you didn't know what was going on, you'd wonder, does anybody work anymore? But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that when your resources are not what they used to be, then you have to face the reality that you can't live the same lifestyle that you are accustomed to living. And we have a problem adjusting to downsizing. But now the reality is that you have no choice. Because you can't take a little bit and do a lot with it. You got to learn how to utilize what you got. But now don't get bent out of shape. For as you are going through all of these situations in life, Jesus said that in this life, we will have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer. I have already overcome the world. So whatever you got to go through, know that God will see you through. Don't give up. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting. And God will deliver on time. But now I wonder, is there anyone in here this morning that ever feel like you're all closed in? Things tend to come at you consistently. It's one thing after another. You get one thing worked out and my God, there's another problem on the left side. You get that problem worked out and by God, there's another problem on the right side. You get that problem worked out and out of nowhere, your children start acting a fool. You begin to wonder, Lord, why? What am I going through? Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Anybody got any children to keep them down on bended knees? I wonder anybody in here learn how to pray without getting down on your knee, because my knee's not what they used to be, but I don't have to be down here to talk to God. I can talk to God on my feet, flat-footed. I can tell God, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Trying to help somebody, but you got to want it to get it. Whenever you find yourself closed in, you get to a place in life where I need a break. You get to a place where you begin to think, Lord, I cannot take anymore. And as I was preparing this outline, the thing came to my mind, an old soap commercial that talked about Calgon. Take me away. Anybody ever need a bath in Calgon? anybody ever need to just be taken away. Take me away from my trouble. Take me away from my sickness. Take me away from persecution. Take me away from all of the trouble that I have to contend with. Tell God, take me away. And some of us, we say we want to get away, but you got to learn how to not take the trouble with you. Even though you cannot erase what's in your mind or in your heart, you can still give it to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to give this to you. I want you to take care of it. You got to ask God to lead and direct your path. You got to say when you get into that place where you feel closed in and you want to get out. Look what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path where it is the good way. And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. God was offering the children of Israel salvation, but they refused that salvation. The children of Israel had come to another point of rebelling against the word of God. And this rebellion caused them to be captive of the Babylonians. It's sad to say that many years, miracles, many blessings later, we're still stiff-necked. We're still self-centered. We still act like we are self-sufficient. We act like we don't need nobody. But I stopped by this morning to tell somebody that there comes a time that you got to lay your burden down. There's no need to lay it aside unless you're going to let God take care of the situation. If you're in a trap situation this morning, I come to extend to you an invitation. Jesus extends to you one that has been responded to in one way or another. But when we get an invitation, the way that we are accustomed to when you're invited, a lot of times the invitation will end with RSVP, which is a French abbreviation of please send an answer. But I wonder this morning, how many of us are courteous enough? How many of us are respectful enough to our friends? A friend had a mind and a heart to invite you to something. And what they're requesting is, let me know whether or not you're going to accept my invitation or not. An invitation is a request to be present at a gathering or a function or at something that is going on. So there's no spiritual rest apart from a relationship with God. We got to understand that in this life, when we find ourselves being burdened down, that we don't have to worry how we're going to make it. All we got to do is trust the power of God. We got to understand that when we get burdened down and we get tired and we begin to get weary, we got to listen to the invitation that comes from Jesus the Christ. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. You see, we take his yoke upon and learn of him. In other words, he said, I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You got to understand that when God gives us this invitation, he's saying to each and every one of us that it's time for us to come to him. When you get tired of going through all the trials and tribulations that you have to go through, all you got to do is accept the invitation that comes from God. For the Lord God said, if you're burdened down, all you got to do is come. Come unto the Lord our God. Come unto him and let him know that you want to be on the Lord's side. Let him know that I want to learn of you. I got to get the right yoke. I got to get myself connected with Jesus. Anybody in here connected with the Lord our God? Anybody know the Lord will make a way out a little way. Well, I want you to know this morning that you got to learn how to respond to the invitation that come from Jesus the Christ. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Anybody tired in here this morning? Anybody get a little weary in your body? But the Bible tells us this morning, be not weary in your well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. The Lord will make a way out of no way. And all you got to do is accept God's invitation. But I'm reminded that there are some folk that all the time got excuses to why they cannot come. Jesus laid out there on the line. Say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that have trouble in your life. Come unto me, all ye that got a time when they need to talk to the Lord our God. Every now and then, you got to trust the power of the Almighty God. Lord, the Lord will make a way out of no way. In this life of yours, you're going to go through some ups and some downs. But you better know that God will make a way out of no way. Every now and then, you better learn how to listen to the master. But when I look at the master of the house, I know that the master knows everything that is going on. But when I look in the text this morning, they tell me that the house master, the one that was ruler of the house, he prepared a great big supper. And when he got that supper prepared, he said, come on everybody, for the table is spread. The food is ready. Anybody want to go? Anybody want to accept this invitation? For the Lord our God says, come. Come unto me. When I look here in the word of God, I got to find out that there's somebody that's just not going to come when he asks. But if you want to be obedient, if you want a blessing from God, when you get the invitation, you got to learn how to respond and say, yes, Lord, I'll come. Yes, Lord, I need you. Yes, Lord, I'll go. For the Bible said that when they did the great supper, that there were those that could not make it. For the Bible says that there were one that said, I got a piece of ground. I need to go check out my ground. I need to check out my investment. And I cannot come to the supper. The Bible said, another said, I just got married and the night is my honeymoon and I cannot come. He gave an excuse. So the servant came unto the soldier. He came to the Lord our God. He told the master of the house. The master got angry because he sent the invitation out a long time ago. Don't wait till the last minute to tell somebody you cannot come. But you ought to tell them in due time. When he got mad, he said, go out into the vineyard. Go out into the lanes of the city. Bring in those that are healthy, those that are poor, those that are maimed, those that are sick in their body, those that don't nobody want, those that don't nobody invite to nothing. Let them come into my house. I got a table spread, and I want them to know that they're welcome. Come on in the Lord's house. Come on and sit down at the Lord's table. For the table is spread. The food is ready. And is there anybody that'll say, yes, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to go with you, God. I'm ready to respond, God. I hear you saying, come unto me. I hear you say, bring my problems to you. I hear you lay myself at your feet. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But if you refuse to come, the Lord is going to send the servant out. And he said, I'm not going to worry about those so-called believers anymore. But I'm going to reach out to those that seem less fortunate. Those that we look down on. Those that we won't invite to our houses because we think that there's something wrong with them. But with God, everybody was somebody. They ridiculed him. They said, he sits with the sinners. He hang out with the tax collectors. He hang out with the folk that other Christian folk don't like. But I thank God for Jesus the Christ that didn't have respect of persons, but he mingled with everybody. And what the Lord is saying to us is three steps. First of all, he says that if you're going through, don't get stressed out. But he offers you an invitation to bring it to him. And once you bring it to him, he says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. In other words, learn my way. And as you learn my ways, I will lead and direct your path. Because after you've learned my way, then your burdens will become easy. They will be light. They won't stress you out anymore. Think about all of the people that are contemplating taking their lives because they don't have material things. They don't have anyone in their life to show them love. But if you got anybody that you know loves you this morning, you got something to be thankful for. If you can still say that I've gone through hell and high water, but I'm still here, still standing, standing on the promises of the Lord our God. When the invitation is given, how will you respond? Will you respond to the invitation? You see, we can open the doors of the church every week, but those other 6 days when we are not in worship, Jesus is still knocking and inviting. And he's saying, come. Hold up your heads. Wipe your teary eyes. And come unto me. When you leave from that doctor's office, and sometimes you leave disgusted, discouraged, and sometimes even worried. But on your way in, say, Lord, go with me. And on your way out, say, Lord, I thank you for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do. Because you got to speak some things into your life. Don't take what he or she says to be your last word, or to dictate to you how you're going to live the rest of your days. If they say I don't have long, well, as long as I got, I'm going to praise him, I'm going to lift him up, and I'm going to thank him. Because no matter what happens today, God is still good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.